This is William B. Williams for the United States Army Reserve. Our guest today is Perry Como. That's a tune. That's something that has been a hit for you a couple times around, Temptation. That also sounds like a song title, a couple times around. But you've done Temptation now. This is kind of in a disco tempo, if that's the right word for the tempo applied.
It's kind of the shaft, or whatever they call it, the shaft sound that Perito, the conductor, Nick Perito.
Couldn't find an Italian conductor.
But he kind of updated it, or whatever you want to call it, Willie. He's a fine musician, and I want to do that with all those things. You know, we have about 16 of those gold jobs laying around.
Do all of those lend themselves to that kind of application?
Well, I think no, not that particular style or that sound, but songs like "Till the End of Time" that was arranged in 1945.
Prisoner of Love.
Yeah. Now we don't even do the arrangements anymore. I just kind of do a chorus with Nick at the piano. And that kind of thing, you know, get the music a little more, what the kids are tuned to. And they love that Temptation. Of course, a lot of the old listeners say, well, why do you do that, you know? We like the old arrangements. But
we tend, I guess, to cling to the original. I use the editorial we all, in any era, we resent when something new is applied to it.
Yes. They say, well, we like the other arrangement better. But that's the world, you know.
I would always say, if somebody stopped me, I'd say that's the world. my guess is Perry Como, a philosopher.
Oh, Willie, you're sick.
That's true. We will hear once again from Mr. Como musically.
To lead a better life, I need my love to be here.
Making each day of the year, changing my life with a wave of her hand. nobody can deny that there's something there running my hands through her hair, both of us thinking how good it can be. Someone is speaking, but she doesn't know he's there. I want her everywhere, and if she's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love her is to meet her everywhere, knowing that love is to share. Each one believing that love never dies, watching her eyes and hoping I'm always there to be there and everywhere.
Tune written by the Beatles, and not Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine, called Here, There, and Everywhere. Over the years, I would imagine, Mr. Como, that the kind of men you surround yourself with, I'm thinking now of your loyalty to an aging, short, balding man named Mickey Glass. I think it shows... It shows on your shows great loyalty on your part, because in the music industry, I don't think I'm releasing any secret now, it's generally considered that Mickey's through.
Oh,
that's mean.
No, it isn't mean. It's true. No. Well, as I said before, you latch on to there. I don't know of anyone who can say I can't count my dearest friends on my two hands. I have a lot of very dear friends, and you have a lot of people that you know and you like, but people that you depend on, they're hard to find, really are.
This
little short balding man.
Yeah, this is always tanned, I've noticed. For a man who supposedly works in the inner offices of Roncom, Mickey always looks so tan. Roncom is the your organization, and it's an abbreviation of your son's name.
Yes, Ronnie. Yes, Ronnie Como.
And your last name.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think of, when you first started, do you ever think of changing your name? Because if somebody, walk into an agency, we got a singer here named Perry Como, chances are, say, come on, that's a barber's name or something like that. But nobody would figure a Perry. I can't see that on a marquee at the New York Palace. Perry Como. I can see a name like, Conway Twitty. That's a name that sounds sure, but Perry Como, you sound like a barber. You ever think of, did you ever, I'm serious, did you ever think of changing your name?
Yeah, Pete or whatever.
Pete Como?
Pete Como. That's not bad, Pete.
Pete Como. No, that doesn't make much sense. I can understand, Debbie Reynolds. If you changed your name, if you came out singing, I wonder who's, and it's, Debbie Reynolds, that would be wild. You never thought of that, though.
I'm going home.
My guest is Perry Como, which obviously is a nom de plume. Right now, this word from the Army Reserve.
You learn what you're made of while you're earning your share in the Army Reserve. You'll be proven that you care while you're serving your country and your future besides, as a part-time soldier with full-time pride. You learn when you serve in the Army Reserve, and part of what you earn.
When you serve in the Army Reserve, you'll learn a skill and earn a good second income. But there's another part to what you'll earn. It's something you pay for with your sweat, your spirit, your mind, and your time. It's called pride.
You earn when you serve in the Army Reserve, and part of what you earn.
This is William B. Williams for the United States Army Reserve. Our guest today is Perry Como.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you stay in my heart. I feel like this is the beginning. Though I've loved you for a million years, and if I thought time love was find myself drowning in my own tears.
Oh, 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 oh.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you stay. Could so much love be inside of you?
Oh, 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 you are the sunshine of my life.
That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. I said you are the sun,
you are the sun,
you are the sunshine,
you are the sunshine,
you are the sunshine.
Now that's a contemporary song. Stevie Wonder wrote that.
Yeah.
And you do it, Noble Justice. Now you do a thing in you do a song in the presentation you do in concert now, Feelings, mm-hmm. which is such a pretty song.
Yes. Well, we tried to stay as close as we can without, you know, destroying it. But Nick came up with a beautiful arrangement, I think, which you'll hear. Mm-hmm. It's and it does the tune justice. And I'm sorry that I didn't hear the tune first. But I think the kid wrote the tune, didn't he? so I couldn't get it anyways.
Yeah. He's a young Brazilian.
Yes.
Interesting, the kind of music coming out of Brazil. What with the bossa nova and the tunes of, for example, Jobim, which is so pretty.
Jobim and his Manzanero, who's
he did
not
it's
Brazilian.
Impossible, right?
He's from Mexico, but he's written some beautiful things. And
who is the one who did Yesterday?
Manzanero. Yeah, he wrote
it. Yes, I heard the rain.
I don't know who wrote the lyrics, but Manzanero.
I think it's Gene Lee's. But those are pretty songs, and
oh, yeah.
You seek them out.
They're kind of romantic, you know. I think everybody's a little romantic at heart, really.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes to dance and jump around, but comes a time when they like to just sit down and listen. I think that's why Frank is so great. You know, he does a lot of those wonderful Rodgers and Hammerstein, George Gershwin. And those things go on for years and years, you know. Don't mean a hell of a lot to the kids today, but they'll get older and they'll mean something to them one day.
I've noticed in doing a radio program over many years that there is an age, at usually around 20 or 21, that the kids suddenly discover ballads, love songs, and lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly they become aware of, as you said, the, I guess you'd call them the evergreens, the tunes that Cole Porter wrote and Berlin and Rodgers and Hart,
mm-hmm.
Rodgers and Hammerstein. Marvelous songs, and I guess they will last.
Yes, like there are some songs today that will last. I think feelings will be around a long time. I think yesterday...
The tune written by a couple of the Beatles.
Some of the things that the Beatles have done. I think Simon has written some great
Paul
songs.
Simon. He has Paul one. Williams, too, I think.
Paul Williams is another one. Some of the songs that they have written are going to be around, just like we talk about the Rodgers and Hart. Mm-hmm.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you why... And I saw some young woman on television once ask you this, and I can't remember who it was, but why you don't do more television? That is your own show on television.
Well, as you know, I did it for about 20 years, and I got so that I kind of felt I was doing the same show over and over again.
Is that bad?
Well, yes, in a way. And the guest list was completely depleted. You know, this, who do you pick for? Mm. Now, if you want someone that you feel is going to help you out in a number game, you have to kind of... It's a reciprocal thing. You know, you do theirs. Now, Hope did my show about 2 months ago, and any day I expect a call from Hope saying, Como, meet me in Taiwan or something, mm-hmm. You know. Our next show is with Ann Margaret. Mm-hmm. But the guests are gone, you know. When I started, which was the first of that type show. We used to have the Peggy Lees and the,
And there was, I used to come and watch rehearsals, and your rehearsals were just so marvelous because you surrounded yourself with a professional crew, obviously.
Well, we had the Dwight Hemmings and Gary Smith and the Goody Ace, who was the finest of all writers, I think, for gentle little jokes, and I'm a gentle little joke teller, you know.
And you had an announcer who would make Orson Welles sound like Tiny Tim.
Frank Gallo.
Oh, he had a voice 4 octaves below a mongoose. No, I'm serious. One of my secret nightmares is to ever get on an elevator with Frank Gallo, you know, and try, you know, I figure I have a fairly...
Or Tony Martin.
Tony Marvin. Get the, and Martin Gable. Alexander Scorby and Orson Welles. You get on with that group, you don't dare ask for the floor because, you know, whatever floor they go to, I'll because my guess is Barry Como, this word from the United States Army Reserve.
You learn what you're made of while you're earning your share in the Army Reserve. You'll be proven that you care while you're serving your country and your future besides. As a part-time soldier with full-time pride, you learn when you serve in the Army Reserve, and part of what you earn is pride.
Hello there, this is Francis Albert Sinatra. You know that when you serve in the Army Reserve, you learn a skill and you earn a second income. Did you know that? But there's another part to what you earn. It's something you pay for with your sweat and your spirit, your mind and your time. It's called pride.
And part of what you earn is pride.
And now here again, Perry Como.
Like a bridge over trouble. troubled water, I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down. Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine. Oh, friend, I'm sailing right behind, like a bridge over troubled water. I will ease your mind, like a bridge over troubled water.
My guest at the end of 76 has been Mr. Perry Como, and I would like to offer a toast to you, Mr. Como. I was hoping, we've done the show from your dressing room, I was hoping that you would have broken open a bottle of Dom Perignon.
Sounds like we have, bro.
I wish you a happy new year, Mr. Como.
I wish you a happy new year, too, Willie.
And many more. 77. Be a year later than 76.
Let's see what happens in 76.
I don't know what that means, but I figured I'd throw it in and sound. My guest has been Perry Como. I thank you, Perry. And this is William B. reminding you that in the Army Reserve, part of what you earn is pride.
It's impossible. Tell the sun to leave the sky, it's just impossible. It's impossible. Ask a baby not to cry, it's just impossible.